world famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome here to the El Pacifico in Atlantic. What am I saying?
You practiced this, Phil.
Phil, you practiced it over and over. I want to thank Margaret Gray and General Shaw for being here with me. They have traveled east to be with me during the inaugural days here. How long do you guys plan on staying?
Well, you know, I got a wife and she's got a husband, so we got to be back soon. Yeah, Patsy, although I might bring Patsy out here.
How come we never get to hear Patsy?
No offense, Phil, but I wouldn't have. Are you kidding?
All right, never mind.
Well, Frank's eager to be on the air with you because, as you know, Frank has some doings.
This is his old stomping ground.
Well, South Florida, I don't know what this is. This is
Central Florida.
Yeah, this isn't really, it's nothing that Frank, anybody with any sophistication,
don't start putting people down.
All right, I'm sorry, but it's not Miami.
Nonetheless, here we are, and you see the beautiful I don't think that's the word. Roiling means what?
Roiling sort of means angry and like a really rough sea.
This is more of a rolling sea, the rolling sea of the Atlantic. Bud Dickman is along with us, and we'll be on a variety of shows. I guess everybody's going to be just here, you know.
I'm looking at some properties.
Looking at properties? Get a load of you.
Yeah, that's right. I came into some money. What about it? Somebody want to say something about it or something?
You came into some money? What do you mean you came into some money?
I came into a few bucks. Same way you did.
I sold a house, Jack. That's what I did.
Well, you know.
I hope you're not doing anything illicit, bud.
Oh, my God. What does that mean, illicit?
Illegal.
No.
Well, we might as well say it, Phil. Phil has made it worth our while. You know,
well, you don't want to get into particulars.
I won't get into particulars. There's that air conditioner. The air conditioning, that's very, very loud, Phil.
Well, it sounds almost like it's like we're in a bottling plant or something.
I don't know. You might want to change. You know, most professionals would turn that off during a recording session.
Well, I'm not most professional, so.
Boy, you are touchy, aren't you?
No. I'm just grateful you guys are here.
Oh, get out. Are you going to get emotional?
No, I'm kidding.
So you're not emotional.
I am emotional, but I'm not going to break down and cry here on the show. I will have Margaret and I will have the general. I will have Bud with me because we've come to an agreement. When he says he came into money, that's because I'm paying him more money to be here in Florida. Although we are going to give you guys the occasional.
Yeah, well, Patsy and I found a nice place down here in Cocoa Beach. Now, I like Cocoa Beach because that's where the astronauts used to hang out.
Well, Frank and I, as you know, Phil, have the home in Bell Harbor.
I knew you had the home in Bell Harbor when I was down in Miami.
Yes. Well, we've opened it up again. We've opened it up. We've aired it out, opened the windows, and...
That's what it means when you say you open...
When someone says they've opened up the apartment for the weekend or for the summer, they've opened up the cabin, it means you open it up, you air it out, you get the stink... I don't know.
Get the stink out?
Well, it's whatever is...
Were you renting it?
No, we were not renting it, although the general's sister was there for a while.
My sister was in it for a while. It's the one in Bell Harbor, Phil, the one you used to drive by.
No, I know. I know when I first met Margaret... So you have the place in Bell Harbor, but you guys will be up here during the week.
Yes, that a baby.
Okay, Margaret, I'm just asking. Well, you know, some of these questions. Now, what's Frank going to be doing?
Frank is going to hook back up with some of these guys he owns strip clubs with. I don't know, but...
He'll be down in Miami.
Yes, a lot of the time.
We do have to do something about that air conditioning.
Well, turn it off.
Bud?
All right, it's going to take a while.
Take a while?
I clicked it up, but it's going to, you know, take a while for it to turn it.
What'd you say?
It's going to take a while for it to turn off.
Anyway, this is something that we obviously should take into consideration. Welcome to our program. Among the many, I think one of the many, bits of good luck that we've had is that one of our frequent guests is in town. He's at the Builders
Symposium, which is taking place in Boca Raton.
What do you mean, Boca Raton?
That's the name of a town.
Oh, sorry.
You ought to study up on some of this stuff, bud.
Well, I don't know. Boca Raton sounds like the name of like a Colombian drug dealer or something, you know what I'm saying?
You know, he's not wrong.
The name of a Colombian... Boca Raton, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's the name of a town. And I'm not going to get into any more deep shit with people. Anyway, as I said, at the Builders Symposium in Boca Raton, as the general was saying... Well, general?
Well, as far... There it goes.
Get air conditioner cut off.
Yeah, I hear that. As the general... Go ahead, general.
As I was saying, and then Phil was going to say it, and then he said, go ahead, general. We ran into Steve Bozell at the Builders Symposium in Boca Raton... What sounds like, in Bud's opinion, the name of a Colombian drug dealer.
That wasn't necessary.
I know, but I thought I'd throw it out there. I don't want to edit the program down or anything.
No, we wouldn't want to do that.
We have Stephen Bozell with us. Thank you, Stephen, for joining us.
My pleasure.
So how are things at the Builders Symposium?
Well, things are going good. You know, we have a variety of different conferences that we go to.
We've had an extensive week on the framing, that is, the wood-built houses, framed houses. And it's a seminar that's being given by Ray Sloan-Wiggin. And
what's the guy's name?
Ray Sloan-Wiggin. Okay. Every name to you sounds weird, doesn't it, Mr. Henry?
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, Ray Sloan-Wiggin is doing a seminar on the framing, the new age of the wood-built homes. And I don't know, it has something to do with witchcraft.
What are you talking about?
It's they're trying to update a lot of these construction contractor conferences and construction, you know, roundtables. They're trying to tie in construction techniques with new age. I don't know, man.
So they're saying that wood-built houses?
Wood-built homes, homes that are framed, and witchcraft. What's that all about?
What are you talking about?
That's what we said. I sat half an hour listening to this stuff.
Well, what did you learn?
I learned that in the opinion of some people, when you build a house with only wood instead of mason block, you got a whole lot of witch. There's a lot of witch stuff going on. I don't know.
Horse shit.
No, I swear. Look at hurricanes. What houses collapse in a hurricane?
I was told that a wood frame house is just as strong as a mason block home.
Well, that's got to be horse dung, because you look at a lot of the houses here in South Florida, here in Florida, that get flattened by hurricanes or wood frame houses. Also, the wood block houses, I thought.
Wood block? I mean, mason block.
No. So there are a lot of their construction techniques going over to mason block and that kind of thing.
Did you buy that cabin? You were talking about getting a cabin at Butner Lake.
No, we didn't get no cabin at Butner Lake. We decided, my wife and I decided we had a cabin over there at Clear Lake, which is in Northern California.
Oh, that's lovely up there.
Yeah. It's a small cabin. It's not a big thing. But I've been caught between business here and getting that cabin secured in terms of, because my wife is going to take the kids, April Jr., and Steve Jr. And
what you said, April Jr.?
Yeah.
And Steve Jr.
Yeah, that's... Don't freak out. That's what we call them, because some people don't like the idea that my daughter is April Jr., so we give them a choice, April Jr.
And that's her name now?
No, that's not her name now, but that's the description that we do for her.
Wait a minute, man. Do you call Steve? You did. You called him Steve Jr.
Yeah, that's right, because we didn't want our daughter April to feel like she's some kind of a freak of the week. What are you guys looking at me for?
What is that supposed to mean, April Jr.?
We had a lot of people going... Why do you call a girl April Jr.? Only the Junior can only be a boy, you know? And then I said, well, there's a lot of men named Junior, you know? You know what I mean by that, Phil?
Yeah, you really got him there.
Well, you know, that's what they were saying. And they said, no. They said, yeah, you're right, technically. But April Jr. may catch on. So a lot of people left.
Well, who are these people?
A lot, you know, not just Cliff Pettigrew and not just Roy Hutchins and not just Lean Jean Ronaldo.
Who's Lean Jean Ronaldo?
These are just guys that have worked for me, okay?
All right. God.
You guys give me the third degree.
We're not giving the third degree. So your son's name is what?
My son's name is Steve Jr.
Do you call him that in the house?
Yes, I do, so I can keep in practice.
You know what? That's going to make those children crazy. You're going to have those children raised up, and they will be mentally deficient. They will be ready for a straitjacket.
Oh, my ass.
Hey, Steve, watch it.
Well, she's talking about my kids. Gonna be being ready for a straitjacket?
Steve, think about it. April Jr.
You don't have to call him that. You can choose, but I want people to know that you can call her April if you want.
Dude, that's bogus, man.
Why?
Because the kid's name is April Jr. That's her name. Make people stick to it.
Well, there's a lot of confusion about that, but that's what you asked me a question about the cabin.
Yes, I did.
Okay, the wife is going up there with the kids. I tried to get water turned on up there because I realized we didn't have any utilities up there, okay? And I called up the water supply, remember the water company up there, Clear Lake Water. It's not called Clear Lake Water. It's called From the Mountain to You, 123. And
what is it called?
From the Mountain to You, 123.
That's the water company.
Oh, my God, yes.
All right, Steve, you're just hitting us with a lot of weird stuff.
All right, well, the reason why I've been a little touchy was because not only here in this conference about witchcraft and building and how witches may be involved in, you know, making houses. That's right, Mr. Henry. And then I got my wife and my kids going up to the cabin without me. I'm stuck here at this conference. And so I get on the line there with the Mount Fresh from
Mountain Water From Me to You.
Yeah, Mountain Water From Me to You. I don't know what it's called.
That's not the name of it.
Well, I think it is.
That's what you said. The name of the company is Mountain Water From Me to You.
Bullshit. I think that's what it was, Phil.
Right. Anyway, so I get on the phone with them, and I'm on hold, and they come back and they say, please wait, the next available operator will be with you. There are three people ahead of you. Okay. And so I wait, and then it comes back and it says, please, you know, thank you for being on hold. We'll get to you in a moment. There are four people ahead. So one person was added.
I've had that experience.
You have?
Yeah. That happened to me as well. I don't know what it was, but I was in line. They said, you know, I was on the phone line.
Yeah, you're like in a phone queue.
Right. And they said, there's three callers ahead of you.
Right. And then it came back and said there were like five.
Yeah, then it came. One time it said there were eight callers ahead of you, and came back and said there are now 10 callers ahead of you.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, how did you react to that?
It pissed me off, and then I kind of laughed it off, and then I think I hung up. I don't think I hung through while waiting for all of that, but I found some alternative way to get through to whoever the company was.
So you were trying to get water opened up to your cabin?
Yeah, we were trying to get the water supply open to the cabin, get a water account going. Because, like I said, we just closed on this cabin about a month ago, and nobody's been up there.
So the kids in April are there.
Yeah, the kids in April, and I call up the water company, the Mountain Water, clear as can be for me to you. And
what is the name of this water company?
I'm pretty sure it's Mountain Water, clear as a baby's ass.
Oh, it's not.
Well, it's something like it says Mountain Water, clean as if it came out of a baby's ass. So I don't know.
What's wrong with you, man?
I've just been a lot of pressure, that's all. And I get online and they say, yeah, you are now the third in line. Hi, you are now the sixth in line. And I think I understand why that's happening.
Okay.
They have AI, and I know you laughed at me and you laughed at me when I had come on and I had said, is it possible that AI could be one day smarter than a man and just basically make, you know, turn me into its punk, you know?
And not just you, Steve. You're not the only one that's, you know, up for grabs here.
Up for grabs?
You know what I'm saying.
Well,
what are you crying for? You think it's going to turn you into its punk?
Yeah, but General Shaw, I can look at the look on your face. You're like, you think that's amusing.
I think, yes, Steve. I think if you believe that AI can make you into its jail punk, are we going to go through this again?
No, we're not. What is your point?
My point is, you're going to laugh. Why would it come on and say you are third in line, then come back and say, hey, now you're fifth in line, unless it is AI, and it's decided to stick it in and break it off.
Why did it do it to me?
When did that happen to you?
I don't know, about three, 4 years ago.
Three, 4 years. So that's well before AI. Well before AI.
Well, you don't know that.
I can tell you right now that three, 4 years ago, you know as well as I do, they didn't have no AI, you know, monitoring stuff, this and that.
Well, then why did it happen to me?
Because I did probably, I don't know, because the computer was off or something.
Well, that's what you're saying. AI, the computer is off.
AI is more than a computer, as you know. AI takes facts, synthesizes it, works it, needs it, rubs it together, and then stands back and see what's left.
That's AI, huh?
God damn it, Gendry.
That's AI, huh?
That's exactly how you did that.
No, I didn't. And I also don't understand what it is you're trying to say here today.
Yeah, what is your essential point, Steve?
My essential point is that in the middle of all this living hell I'm going through at this builder's symposium, as I'm listening to some guy giving a lecture on how building houses is influenced by witches. Okay, now I got my wife and my kids up at the cabin at Clear Lake, a brand new cabin we bought, and I'm trying to get water service there so that my wife and kids aren't walking around stinking like goats.
Well, and not to mention the fact they won't have any water if they're thirsty.
Well, I think they can buy bottled water.
Why can't they bathe in bottled water?
Are you kidding or something?
All right, thank you, bud.
Anyway, that'd be good if I call my wife. Hey, April, why don't you just buy a bunch of water and bathe in it?
Well, you want the, you know, well.
Yeah. So she calls me up and she says, we don't have any water. So I call them and I said, yes, I'd like to be on hold. And they put me on hold and said there was three. Now there's four. Then there's two. Then there was just one.
Right.
And then three again. See, that to me is AI just looking at me and going, you know, here comes Steve Bozell.
Man, would I like to make him look like an ape.
Steve, you're back to this paranoia that you have, that people are trying to make you look like a fool, as you say.
Well?
But I really doubt it. What I think is going on here is just a too accurate a Q system, too accurate a computerized system trying to make things much more fluid and much more helpful. And what they're doing is they're overemphasizing, overanalyzing, and this is what you get. It's very frustrating, but I'll bet if you hung on And they said, there's 10 people ahead of you. I bet you it could have taken up to a minute, but you would have been next in line.
So you're saying, Margaret...
What are you saying?
Wait, Margaret, you're saying...
Well, I was going to say, what are you saying?
Okay, say it.
What are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm saying that the number of people ahead of you announced on that recording is not important. What they're basically doing is overemphasizing and overanalyzing the number of calls, who's on, who's dropping off, this kind of thing. That's what a computer will do, drive you ape, drive you monkey free, free as the wind.
Yeah. Thanks, Ms. Gray.
Thank you.
Drive me monkey free, free as the wind.
Yes.
You understand what you're saying.
Wait a minute, because I don't... what does that mean? I don't get it. What does it mean?
Hold on, Ms. Ray. Before you start getting into a conversation, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
What she said was that makes you free, free as the wind, free as can be, you and me, or whatever. What did you say?
Monkey free, free as the wind.
See, that's it. She was in the throes of the over-analyzation and the analyzation. Oh, God damn it.
Look, Steve... Why don't you go home and take a nap?
If somebody tells me to go home and take a nap one more time...
Wait a minute, man. So all of a sudden you're getting bent out of shape over this this situation with the phone call. It's happened to me. You say it can't be AI. You think it's AI, and you think it's AI being so intelligent, it's squirreling with your brain.
Yes. When it goes, there's three people ahead of you, and I'm going, yeah, 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 baby. And then it goes, no, there's five people ahead of you. And I go, and I want to take the phone... And I just want to drive, I just want to beat it into the ground.
You know, Steve, you ought to go home, get with April and the kids, have yourself a soft drink, put your feet up, go fishing, have a nap, something.
Other than what I'm doing.
Yeah, anything other than what you're doing, because you sound like you're losing it.
You are, Steve. Do you hear yourself?
No, what I'm trying to tell you, if you people would listen to me...
You think AI is messing with you with this phone on hold thing.
I'm saying not just me. But and maybe not Mr. Henry because he wasn't around, but anybody else that calls up and says, there's one person ahead of you. Okay, great. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just what I did. I was like, yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now there's three people ahead of you. And I went from thanking God to hoping that the devil takes over the earth. Now, how can that be healthy?
You went from thanking God because of this on-hold situation.
Yes.
To hoping the devil takes over the earth.
That's what I said. I ain't stuttering over here.
All right, Steve. You know, I don't like that.
Wait a minute, guys.
I think that you're overreacting, but then, Steve...
You guys have always said I overreact. You've always said that I didn't have a case. You've always said that I shouldn't sue. I'm suing this time.
Who are you suing?
I am suing the city of... I think the township is actually Blabber Rock.
Wait, you said it was Clear Lake.
The cabin's on Clear Lake, but the Blabber Rock Water Company... I think it's called Mountain Water, Clear as Can Be, Clear as Your Mom. So I forget what it's called. Clear as Your Mom? Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Well, I think you need to...
God, talk much?
Yes, I do. I think you need to get that clear before you start suing people. What is it called?
It's called Blabber Water. No, Blabber Rock.
Blabber Rock.
Yes.
Blabber Rock.
That's where it is.
Hey,
how'd you like to get smacked, Bozell?
Oh, yeah. Are you?
I'll deal with this. Steve, you see this? See that ring?
Yeah.
You'll see the impression of that ring on the end of your nose.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay, guys, just back off. All right, Steve. Well, I wish you well in that battle.
Yeah, I wish you well, Steve, in that battle, and we'll make sure we get the guy with the straitjacket.
No, it's fine, but even if it's messing around, even if the computerized system is off, I just find it very hard to believe that, because that's what I think. I agree with Margaret. I think it overanalyzes, and then it just gives you the exact number. There's now 10 people ahead of you. That could be people that are ready to fall off. Maybe it didn't track them well,
People are ready to fall off.
You just said weddy.
What?
You said people are ready to fall off.
Well, you just said people are ready to fall off.
Okay, you guys.
I'm just trying to keep it accurate, Mr. Henry.
Yeah. So I believe, Steve, if you want to continue to pursue this ridiculous thing that the AI is messing with you and said there was 10 people.
Well, what else would you call it, Mr. Henry? You're sitting there, you're waiting, and now you go through three people are ahead, two people are ahead. Only one person is ahead of you, and you go, yes, finally, finally. You got to understand something. When you're working for a living like me, and you have a wife and kids you're trying to protect, and you want to get water up to the cabin because the kids, they're going to be there this weekend, and they say there's one person ahead of you in the queue, and you think to yourself, thank God.
Well, Steve, it's not that heavy.
No, maybe not, but in my opinion, as long as I was waiting, all I could say was, thank you, God. Oh, been a long time coming.
Well, what is this anyway, man? You at church or something? Steve, batten down the hatches, okay?
I'm battening down the hatches. I'm feeling great. For the first time in my life. And then it comes along, AI comes along and says, after telling you there's only one person ahead of you, and you're sitting there going, praise Jesus, yeah. And I you're going to laugh at me, but I had a tambourine in the trunk of my car, and I went out and just, hey, yeah. I mean, that's how good I felt. Okay, I'm not going to ask you any more questions. I'd appreciate it. And then when it came on and said, there's four people ahead of you. Then when it came on and went from one person to four people ahead of me, I went online immediately and I looked up Aleister Crowley.
Oh, get out of here.
I did. Aleister Crowley is a demonist or a satanic, he wrote the Satanic Bible. And I thought, you want to know something? I'm now going to bury myself in the Satanic Bible.
Just because the AI said there's three people.
Because AI made me praise God and hope for the best for the human race and want to go back to religion. Did that, and within 2 seconds, I wanted to organize a satanic mass, the likes of which would be remembered for centuries to come. There he goes.
Wait, can you blame him, Steve?
Yeah, I can blame him. Sorry, Steve. I wish I could commiserate, but I can't.
What does that mean?
I wish I had sympathy, but I don't.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bozo.
Yeah, thank you. I've got to go back now to the Builders Symposium. I'm going to have a beer here with Joe Crespop and Cliff Pettigrew.
How are you and Pettigrew getting along?
We were getting along great until I told him that I suspected that AI was trying to stick it in, break it off, and he went around going, Bozell's nuts again. He's got this phone mail.
Do you blame him?
He's got a phone message that he leaves, and it just goes, Bozell's nuts again, hi-ho the fairy, something like that, you know. Thank you very much.
Steve, you ask for it every time you come here.
What did you just say? You went, Steve, don't geek.
Thanks, Steve.
Well,
hold on. We'll talk in a minute. Let's go have a drink, Steve, okay?
All right. Just wait over there, Steve. We'll go out and have a beer. That concludes the program.
What are you doing?
You want me waiting here or over here?
Just wherever, man, over there.
God, what a dick.
Hey, look, dude. You're the guy that's coming in here and telling me that AI is screwing with you. Man, AI is messing with Steve because it said there's three on hold. No, wait a minute, there's five.
That's right.
Okay, hold on, Steve. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.